Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love you, but you are so noisy.
Oh, I'm noisy. I'm just trying to clear my throat. I want to be the best broadcaster possible. I actually thought about that. I said, these guys must think I'm crazy when I'm like,
no, it's not that. It's that after we've started the show, you're saying, we had a black one and a silver one.
Yeah.
Yes. And the black one sounded duller.
Yes.
We were talking microphones, yes. And you didn't want the conversation to end.
Oh, I didn't. Well, because I was like, why did we get this other microphone here? It's a lot going on here at the TMOS headquarters. Quickly, Mike's got some communications issues as far as getting in touch with us via the interwebs.
Well, so the thing is normally when you add fiber to your life,
yes,
it makes movement easier.
Regular.
Yes, but mm-hmm. It's irregular with the addition of fiber to Mike's life. We hope to have him back tomorrow at the very soonest. So
yes.
Feel better, Mike's fiber.
Pony, way to tip in. Listen, first off, turn down my headphones if you don't mind. Right. Appreciate that. Two, we've got a full house here. We've got Diego, the taker. I got Mac, the discounter. We'll get to that later in the program. Pony Boy's here, Rob and I here, so we'll take care of you on this Thursday.
1 week from Thanksgiving.
Woo! Mm.
Now, I've got a question for you that is food related,
yes.
And a lot of times Thanksgiving brings up thoughts of food. Do you have a favorite fruit?
Ah, that's a great question. As far as fruits are concerned, I think mango is my favorite fruit.
Oh, I hate mango.
I come from a tropical people.
Okay, that's fine. But you're in America now, so do you have a favorite American fruit? Like of the big three.
American fruit.
I would know maybe. Apple, I would banana. Go apple, banana, orange, maybe pear. Do you say pear is one of the big four?
Pears are great.
I don't think there is an American fruit.
What about the apple? Johnny Appleseed. It's as American as what?
Apple pie.
Right. And that's the addition of crust.
Apple pie makes my tongue itch. So that's out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think I'm allergic to apple pie.
But not apples.
Apples in general make my tongue itch.
And what about other kind of pies?
I think I know where you're going with this.
You know, my mom would just make flan at every holiday, so I don't know too much about pies.
Okay.
I love flan.
Yeah, I'll eat anything for the most part.
One of your top egg-based desserts.
Yes. As far as, I mean, bananas, I guess.
Okay, bananas are good. Mine is peaches are fantastic when they're great, but I'm an apple guy. Always have been an apple guy. Mm. And I'm disappointed this year. I do believe that Big Apple... I'm not talking about New York City. I'm talking about the corporations that stock all of our food stores. I think they've ruined the Honeycrisp.
Oh, how could they ruin it?
They're bigger and they taste overwatered, so they're blander. The texture is still right, but the flavor isn't there, and I was disgruntled.
How many apples a day do you think you crush?
Well, I know that one a day will keep the doctor away.
Can you stop with your hack jokes for once? Just answer the question.
Two, I think. I usually have one on the way to work and one after the show.
Okay.
When they're good. But the problem is that I was so disenchanted with the Honeycrisp that I went to Target and I tried a new apple called the Jazz Apple.
Oh.
Now, the Jazz Apple has a great flavor, but the skin is so thick.
Oh.
I didn't like it. So I went back to Costco a few days ago and it said new crop, Honeycrisp, organic.
Oh, new crop.
New
means
crop.
We've rebooted.
That's right. Or they just got a new set of stickers.
Okay.
Because I think there is some huge apple warehouse where all the apples are. So I bought these. They were more expensive than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they're a little misshapen, but they're smaller.
See, you're...
we get a good nice shot of that.
Your skewed view of the apple... A business,
yes,
is rooted in your days on the farm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Most people go to the grocery store and say, "Oh, this isn't bruised. It doesn't look there's too many fingerprints on it."
Right.
I'll take this one.
Well, here's what you got to know. Like, for example,
you have to explain to us where. Give a little background,
right.
What a perfect apple is and how you know it's misshapen.
Well, I mean, a perfect apple. They've really sort of bred out and gotten rid of all the apples that don't look like a school book picture of an apple. A is for apple. When you picture an apple, you sort of picture the red delicious apple,
classic
right?
Red
yes.
apple.
But the problem with a red delicious apple is that while it may be red, it is not delicious. As a matter of fact, it's horrible.
I agree.
It was bread.
It's a little tart, right?
No, for one thing, it turns brown as soon as you bite into it, the oxidation.
Yeah.
And it's got a bad texture and the flavor is not that great. They named it Red Delicious as a sales pitch. It was never called that, but they called it delicious.
Like diamonds are forever.
They cheated us. Don't you see? We're rubes. So.
What apples did you and Big Daddy sell?
Well, we liked stamens.
What's stamens?
Stamen is an old, it's almost like when you talk about, what are those, the tomatoes, the heritage tomatoes.
Were they racist?
They were not racist. They were not at all. But a stamen is an old variety. The stamen wine sap was a great tart apple, but we would get them and they wouldn't be glowing shiny. They'd be all different sizes. Mm-hmm. Some of them would be lopsided because they were not, you know, grown in a controlled environment.
Is this Monsanto's fault?
Monsanto's?
Their apples are perfect.
Yeah, I'm just saying, did they essentially genetically engineer all these random apples out?
Yes, they have, and they're harder to find. So the problem is now, when I was, we never really grew apples, but we could get apples. We knew people who grew apples. But
what was the markup on apples?
Oh, apples? Well, the thing is, a bushel of apples would be cheap, and then you'd sell them by the pound, and then it's ka-ching.
Yeah, but markup, but roughly, 200-300%?
It would seem to me that it would be closer to maybe 400 if you went by the pound. But you see, you're taking the risk by buying the bushel of apples.
Oh, yeah, the risk.
The risk. They could go bad. And then, you know, what do you do but make cider? That's all you can do. But if you had a summer, a growing season, and it was too dry, nothing would grow, right? Mm-hmm. But if it was really wet, we got a lot of rain, the tomatoes wouldn't be as good because there'd be so much water in the tomato, it would dilute the flavor.
I like watery tomatoes.
But the flavor is gone because they're diluted.
Yeah, but you're talking to the wrong guy about flavor.
I suppose you're right. So what happened is I think they've overwatered and over-engineered the Honeycrisp, because they're making a bigger apple with less flavor. However, the organic is okay. I'm here to tell you, they've not ruined the strain. You just have to spend the extra money for organic apples.
What's the price difference between organic and regular?
If you get the Costco blister pack that's got, I guess, 10 apples in it, I think it's like a $3 difference. So you're looking at maybe 35 to 50 cents per apple.
That's too many apples.
That's not bad.
Well, no, but you see, you live alone, and the figurines don't eat
fruit. No, they don't. They don't eat any apples.
I don't know enough people and there probably is. It's just not in my social circle. They're like, man, this apple is the best.
Oh, no, a great apple.
Or
is...
this apple is the worst.
No, listen to this.
And sound. All the guys that I know talk about fruit this way are big guys that are unhealthy.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I mean,
apples do have a lot of carbs.
Yeah, it's just
I'm not eating exclusively apples.
Like, I never see the guy that's a marathon runner like waxing poetic about their apple flavor.
Like,
they're eating oranges and stuff.
Do you think Chris Sullivan, Toby from Television's This Is Us, is a big apple guy?
No, but do you ever feel like I guess off the top of my head, you and Mike when the Honeycrisp apple came out, Mike really came out of the
I have to give it to him. He discovered it.
Yeah, he was out of the gates with, you guys, you don't even understand.
Right.
We went to an apple orchard in Manassas and we found these Honeycrisp apples.
The MAO? The Manassas apple orchard?
And I remember sitting in his living room when we had the show there, and I was like, man, this guy really loves his apples, but he's so unhealthy.
Well, keep in mind, this could easily be a cupcake. So if it's not the solution, at least it's a step in the right direction.
I suppose.
How could it be a cupcake? Is this relatively the same size?
Yeah, and I could be eating a cupcake. But this is a step in the right direction. And keep in mind, you really should give me a little love, because I've gone from never eating breakfast to eating something in the morning. And that is a step in the right direction.
I'm not mad at you for loving
apples.
Are
you mad at the apple?
No. I just had this epiphany that everyone that really bitches about apple flavor, like, they should really think about other things.
Well, fat people like flavor.
Yes.
And also keep in mind, while I'll talk about the crunch and the savoring flavor of the apple, really what I'm thinking is this. How can I cook it into something? How can I make it an apple pie? Would it be good in an apple crisp? Could I possibly bake it with brown sugar? Why, yes. Yes, I could.
So this is just ground zero for what you're really going to do with them during the holidays.
It's a gateway fruit.
How can I make it less healthy? Like, immediately.
So I'm thinking I could core it and jam it with butter and brown sugar and bake it, and then you've really got something.
Look, my mom, she's a roly-poly these days. You know, she's working on it. But she's in...
Aren't we all?
She's in her late 60s, right? So odds are that's not going to change. She's the same type of person. She bitches about the apples and the bananas and fruits because there's something that's clicked in her head. I don't know if it's was built in from the old country.
What about pomegranates? Does she ever do
she
a pomegranate?
She has those.
Yeah, they're a pain in the ass.
When
yeah,
you walk terrible into our home on the island in their kitchen, always is a big bowl with real fruits.
Yeah.
Not the fake ones that look cool, but real ones.
Wax fruits, right.
There's not enough people in that house to eat all that fruit.
Well, so they're just decoration.
No, they're not decoration. It's like she's got this chip in her that she's like, oh, somebody might need some fruit.
Well, she raised three kids.
Yes.
There should always be fruit in a house with
we're
kids.
We're not there anymore, though.
I know, and my kids don't eat it.
Like, I see fruit flies sometimes rolling around. Oh, I'm like, Mom, it's too late. Yeah.
How
too
about
late, lady.
Lemons and limes?
Lemons and limes.
You got to have those for fresh cocktails. Yeah, I always have that.
It's scurvy.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know anyone that's really particular about their fruits.
Your mom going up healthy to your dad saying, bad news. You can't go back to Bolivia. I have scurvy. He's saying, eat some citrus, please. The disease of the pirate. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll work that out in general, but keep track at home. Listen.
Yes.
First of all, you have to now keep us a log of what you make these apples into.
Oh, there will
over
be
the holiday
there
season
will be a crisp.
B.
It's a cobbler, no bottom crust.
For everybody at home, yes, really think about,
fat people and fruit.
Really think about how you sit around and people that really complain about fruit feel about fruit.
Do I hear birds?
Yeah, what is this?
Is that you or is that me?
I think it was me. It says Across the Universe, Beatles. Oh, that's Taskmasters, Volume 2.
I gave you that record.
Siri, you bitch! Don't get the iPhone X. It just goes off at all times. Well, all times.
At least it played a Beatles song.
Oh, always. And I hate the Beatles. You know this, lady.
I know. You like George Harrison.
Okay.
He was better once he got away from those other losers.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about the birds. The show's starting off the rails.
Right.
Again. Focus this holiday about people that bitch about the fruit.
Yes.
And then focus on their shape. Mm-hmm. And then remember what I said. If you care about flavor that much, you're eating the wrong stuff.
I agree with you. Yes. And if you can, please, my email, you see it on the website all the time. Send me a picture of Chrissy Metz with bananas, please. Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm going to go mail these t-shirts, then pick up lunch and be back.
Hey, wait, did you check into that class thing for me?
Oh, you mean the anger management class?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I have all the info right here. And, oh, actually, this is cool. It's the anger iceberg. See, rage and anger are just the tip. Lurking beneath the surface are feelings of sadness, fear, guilt, shame.
Great, thanks.
You know, Mark, I just gotta say, I feel pretty honored that you would trust me with something so personal.
Okay.
It's cool you see me as a friend.
Well, you're my assistant. I sent you on an errand.
An errand of friendship.
No, it was work. Oh, come on. My temper tantrums don't really affect you, do they?
No, I'm used to it. My mom's got anger issues, too.
I hope you understand that when I'm yelling at you, I'm really just yelling at the situation, all right? Just so happens that I'm using your name and I'm pointing at you. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
It was like that time when you yelled at me because your car wasn't ready from the mechanic. I mean, it was not my fault.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like when I booked Kevin MacDonald, the director, and you were expecting Kevin MacDonald, the comedian. It wasn't my fault you weren't prepared.
I don't know. I think that was kind of on you. I mean, you knew there were two Kevin MacDonalds. You didn't tell me which one was coming. I think that's...
No, one's a Mac and one's a Mick. It's not my problem, you're blind.
Then just mail the boxes. Can we do that now?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Indeed, indeed. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you are here, you are in the know. We are here on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Get a pencil. Write it down. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we are on now through the good people at Texture.
Woo!
You know what makes a great gift, this Texture?
Oh, yeah. Especially, and Think about this. All the space saving for all those magazines laying around your house. Enough is enough. Have it on a tablet. Have it on that iPad you never use. You'll start using your iPad. I did because I have texture.
You won't look like a hoarder. Have you ever walked by a newsstand and seen a stunning magazine? And you say, I just want to see what's in there. You read a headline. You say,
oh, yeah,
that's for me. Well, with the Texture app, you don't only get a peek. You get the whole magazine right on your smart device. Oscar mentioned the iPad, but you can get it on your phone, anything. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. And right now, you can try Texture for free. You got to do this. Texture is totally searchable. It has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. How cool is it? When's the last time you opened a magazine and you got a video?
Never.
Doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the 1990s. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. And if you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get their Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off the listed price. There's also great gift options. This is Christmas made easy.
Oh.
It's like giving 7 billion subscriptions to
That's
a person.
Amazing.
They will love it. So check it out for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. Texture.
You mentioned the $9.99 a month.
Yes.
I watched a guy in Target like 3 days ago throw down $60 on a stack of magazines. And he does this every month. I'm not kidding you. They went through and scanned every single magazine, standing in line for like 5 minutes.
Older guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to join us kids.
I told him, I gave him a card. I said, dude, check out Texture. You're going to save yourself a lot of money.
I'm glad you called him dude.
It's really awkward.
Listen, old dude.
And this is a window into your soul that you go with this man every month to buy magazines.
I was stuck behind him.
Yeah, every month, though.
I was stuck behind this guy at Target.
Window into a pony's soul. That's what he's doing in his private time.
He said, hey, I've got a card for you.
Yeah. I have to go to Target.
Yeah, but how do you know he does this every month?
Yeah.
Well, because I saw him getting each and every one of these magazines. I'm assuming he gets every month.
That's what I'm saying. Like a window into your soul.
Did he get a magazine about figurines?
No.
But figurine magazine?
A lot of Taylor Swift.
This is the first time you've talked about your private life and it involves another man, which is great.
That's
We've been wanting this for some time now.
It's totally great. It's a modern time and all is well.
An older man, probably.
Older.
Yes. Sugar daddy.
Silver fox.
Silver fox.
Undo a button, daddy.
Get him, daddy. Get him.
Get him.
Get him the buttons. Get the buttons.
Get him, daddy.
All right. There's a lot to get to in today's program.
We spent a tremendous amount of time in the studio opera show yesterday doing some busy work.
Oh, my God. We're here before.
Wired.
Thank you so much.
But what was great is we got to watch Oscar deal with work Oscar and home Oscar.
Yes.
And let's talk about home Oscar.
Okay. So yesterday's show, we were supposed to have Santos come in to the show because Mike wanted to meet my dog.
The Wonder Dog.
Santos, the Billy Go, I'll Eat Anything dog. Doesn't matter if it's foaming chemicals or carpet at home.
What
right?
kind of doodle is he?
He's a Labradoodle.
Of course.
Great dog, but just like I would imagine anyone that's had a dog before, if you leave it out, they'll try to eat it.
Yeah.
They got to at least taste it.
Yeah.
Least taste it.
Yeah,
right?
Dogs. Robert's the same way.
at least he gets paid when he licks something, right? Santos doesn't. He just causes trouble for me and money. So I wanted to bring him in on, what would it be, Wednesday morning? This is Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Of this week. And I woke up and I noticed that he was under the bed. Now, for some time now, he has had, can you close that door? I'm feeling a bounce, if you don't mind. Thank you. He has had a, I don't want to call it a twitch or an affinity is more to get under the bed and lay there by himself.
Okay,
right?
You know, this happens with dogs. My mom's dog loves to get under the coffee table.
Yeah, very common.
And it's not a good fit, but I think they feel safe there. Like it's like a lair.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that with cats. I've always had big dogs, so they never were able to get underneath the bed, even as puppies, right?
You never have a dog that felt like he was smaller than he was, where he'd go places where he didn't fit?
That's what's happening right now.
Okay.
So, on occasion, he will get stuck under the bed. And it's a two-man effort, man and woman, where I lift and Shannon pulls him out from under the bed because all he does is whine because he's stuck, right?
Yes. So hold it. He gets under there, literally gets stuck, and then calls for help?
Yes.
That's funny.
But after his nap is over, right?
Okay.
So.
I got to get out of here.
In the morning, I'm calling for Santos to bring him and pack his bag like you do with any kid and a leash and a snack and all this BS that's brought into my life. I love them, but I'm packing up. I'm like, where is she? Because he's under the bed. I'm like, oh no, here it goes. Got to pick this thing up. Got to get him out. She goes, no, I propped the bed up. He'll get right out. So I go upstairs and I was like, oh, the bed is propped up. This is weird. Because I essentially have a bed where it's just the slats and then there's a mattress, right?
Okay, so it's a frame.
Yeah,
not...
but it's a low rise.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Essentially, you're laying down when you're, there's no sitting on the bed and hanging out. You're laying down the entire time.
Okay.
Right? And I look under the bed and I'm like, oh, there he is. I was like, come on, Santos. And I look around and I was like, what is keeping this bed up? Because it's not big enough for him to get in and out of the bed.
Right.
And what Shannon had thought was a great idea is she found 4 of my textbooks from business school.
Oh, no.
And threw them under the bed as essentially risers,
risers
for our bed.
Bed risers, yeah.
And then I looked down and I said, I'm not going to take this personal. I'm going to let it. I'm trying to be a better Oscar going into 2018, right?
That's the 2018, the year of the best Oscar.
Yes. And then I was like, she really thinks so little of these books. And each one of these books was roughly $300 to $400.
I remember even cheap textbooks. Even cheap textbooks.
And I didn't sell them back because I really was proud of the work I did in business school. And if I ever had to refer back, which odds are I won't.
But you have
them. I had them and I've been keeping them safe from whatever recycling bin she wanted to throw things in, right?
And also the resale on them, you'd get for a $300 book, you get like $20.
Yeah.
And so it's not worth it.
I kept them.
You treasured them.
There's some logic and formulas that I'm sure, like, I think I know how to do that instead of going to Google, but I'll have it bookmarked notes next week, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's when I said, I can't let this go. And I cut off Santos coming over because I had to give Shannon a pep talk.
Okay.
And I said, Shannon!
Is this the first pep talk of the holiday season?
This is the first one in the holiday season.
It's truly wonderful, isn't it?
I said, I'm going to pretend this isn't personal, but why would you use my business school textbooks, which are essentially fresh of a year ago, right?
Yeah.
To prop up all of these posts on the bed.
Right.
Legs. And she said, well, they're all the same size. I said...
Not a good answer.
That's so she's going based solely on their water displacement. It is not about the fact that they are $400 books, it's that they are the same height.
I said, did I stop providing for this family? I said, are we broke? Did I miss something? Because last I heard, there was an issue with him getting stuck, and I said, you can get risers on Amazon through the tab.
Yeah, and for no money at all.
27. I actually looked at them. I said, they're 27. I looked them up. I went proactive. I said, do you like these? Order these.
Yeah, they're super strengthy, like almost like cones with a flat top.
She didn't order them.
Of course
not. She
just didn't,
because she thought textbooks were easier, right?
And by the way, that looks classy too, to have books under your bed.
That's like I was in high school or college.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Is she also going to build you some bookshelves with cinder blocks?
Again, it's just the Southern Maryland coming out in her. And I said,
hey, where'd you put them textbooks?
I said,
got to make the bed go up higher.
I said, I don't know what you were thinking, but I was like, when I see that, you're spitting in my face. I said, why didn't you think to use your yoga books? Like, you never use those. And there are textbooks everywhere for yoga.
Yoga textbooks.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I can use those.
I saw a yoga textbook, chapter 1, page 1, marry a rich guy.
So, yeah, she failed there. She's thinking about my family. So I said, why don't you use your own books? And she said, well, I use those books. I said, you don't use those books. They've been sitting in the same place the entire time.
I might need to use them yoga books. Don't use them.
Why don't you grab 4 Kundalini books and throw them underneath the bed?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And it's a type of yoga, I guess.
Okay. I suppose. Downward dog.
And downward dog.
And she's like, oh, you're always getting mad about everything. I said, no.
Hold it. I know I interrupt, but I have to have you pause.
Yeah.
Did she really say you're always getting mad about everything?
Like,
that's some pretty damning words.
Like,
right,
I'm Mike O'Mara. I know people that get mad about everything.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
You're not.
And I said, look, Peach, you clearly know, even within our move, when you said, can we give these away? My textbooks.
Yeah.
I said, no, I want to keep all my textbooks. People have borrowed my textbooks, and I've asked for them back.
You have already
since then.
So shown her that you've attached value and importance to
them. Like, I had one of my colleagues from school say, hey, do you still have this book? He came over, borrowed it. I asked for it back. Like, it wasn't like, hey, keep my DVD. No.
No.
I want that book back, right? So I left and I was like, all right, things are okay. I made my point. I left Santos at home. I came home yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went home to get my meds for 2 seconds, right? And came back.
You came back.
I didn't get out of here till like 9:30 PM.
Oy.
And I come home and I look at the bed. You know what's under the bed?
What?
Other books. But not my business books, not her books. She just found other books.
Random books, based on thickness.
What is she doing?
I said this because everything's about the dog now. The dog, right? I said, babe, did you order those risers from Amazon? No, she goes, I found these other books. Now, my girl isn't dumb. She found books she knew that we would never use, right?
But you know.
Like the Bible.
They're
all the same size.
In the beginning.
I'm just kidding.
Your bedroom looked like a dorm room.
Not the Bible.
But the thing is that she's missing the greater point. Now, it is not good to use books that you have a personal and financial value
yes.
of. But the problem is that she's using books.
Again, she reads books all the time.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, but my I guess my logic was, let's do it right.
Exactly.
You get
yes.
like a prime service next day delivery. The little rug rat can go one day without sitting under the dust-filled bed.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, and I sat there, I said, I don't know what we're going to do here. I was like, do I have to order them? Because clearly that's something you are not capable of doing right now. And the dog doesn't come first. Like, I don't need my family's coming in town.
Yes.
The last thing I want them to do is like, oh, checking out the house. And there are textbooks holding up my bed
right.
because
but no
I'm
one's,
22
no,
again.
No one's
figuring
staying,
out what life is all about.
No one's staying with you, right?
No.
Because
but,
we could get you some more books and put them under the bed.
No. I feel like sometimes my girl thinks that being crafty.
Yeah.
And since.
She's crafty. She gets around.
And work like there are just certain things, and I'll give you another example. We have a little patch of grass, the size half the size of the studio. Right,
settle down, Diego.
This morning, she said she took what was a 45-minute bath. Right, and I'm laying in bed waiting
in the
to
morning?
Yeah, in the morning.
How does the water even stay hot that long?
How do you get anything done that long? And I said, I need to take a shower. I gotta go pay the bills and go
right.
to work. And she's like, I'm sorry, I got caught up in learning how to cut grass without a lawnmower on YouTube.
Oh,
and
now,
I said,
I have to ask, how does one do this?
Do you think I care? No. I said, this is what's wrong with your workflow. Your workflow is, let me watch TV or YouTube or read something while I'm doing something, and it takes three times as long. We have talked about this. You have extreme ADD. We got to up your meds, and we got to get your productivity where it needs to be in 2018.
Peach, do we have any scissors? I'm going
I'm
to
sure.
cut the grass.
Some
I had a neighbor do
hippie.
That.
What?
I had a neighbor that cut their grass with a ruler and a pair of scissors.
Okay.
This person was a maniac.
You know, you really draw the best in people.
But
if it's not the guy at Target, it's a guy cutting his grass
okay.
with scissors.
Weird people.
I said, find someone with a lawnmower and hire them to come over.
But I know how much land you have. Essentially, you would have to have someone put a lawnmower on your patch of grass, start it, and
zoom,
then turn
zoom,
it
zoom.
Off.
It's
I'm
done.
Out. You wouldn't even have to move the
Here's
mower.
Here's 40 bucks, dude. Thanks
yeah.
for your time.
Exactly.
Get on Task Rabbit and pull that up, you know? So I said, babe, look, I'm not mad about the books anymore. We'll figure. I know that she ordered the little lifters, bed lifters, whatever.
Good. Yeah, risers.
And, but then the grass situation, and I said, I have had conversations, said, look, you, whatever you do takes three times as long because you're doing something else at the same time.
Right.
And if I know anything about ADD, is like you have to focus on the task at hand.
You have to make
Absolutely.
A list
yes.
and start and just check them off.
Just because you're saving $2 or $40 does not equate like the time you're spending learning how to do this. Because we should hire somebody for $40 to cut the grass with a lawnmower than for you to think of like what tool we need to buy so you can cut the grass.
This is almost like some...
And it's the grass has stopped growing.
Yeah, because it's cold. We've had a hard freeze. We've had a hard freeze.
She's like, you don't understand. Like, the grass could kill itself if you don't cut it. I'm like, it's not going to commit suicide, is it?
First of all, grass is a weed. You can't kill it. It has stopped growing because we've had a hard freeze. And this is almost like someone who had a spouse start painting their kitchen 3 months ago, and there's still tape
yeah,
but, on the wall but, because they don't finish
but
things.
Rob, it's not – I get your pain. But for me, I manage my wife. Like, I micromanage her because otherwise –
So you see this as your failure.
She'll be – yes.
Yeah.
She'll be staring at, look, she makes Blue Apron, right?
Right.
Blue Apron, 40 minutes, 30 minutes usually, maybe 25 if you focus,
yeah.
Right? She's watching Netflix the entire time, so I'm sitting there starving in the living room being like, if this is a 35-minute meal, and she's into her second season of Red Oaks.
Poor thing.
You know what I mean?
Well, I see how
poor
you take it. You see this. This is not so much about her. This is about you not managing her well.
Imagine what the world could get done if they just focused at the task at hand.
You see, but if you give her the choice, you know what's going to happen. No dinner, and all of a sudden, she's done with Stranger Things.
You don't think that happened? I came home one day. She was done. I said, must be, because I was doing other things. I said, I'm sure you were at a snail's pace. Because you didn't know if 11 was going to live or die.
Well, we wish you all the best.
How do you get all your... We're preparing for our taxes, because I guess when you get married, you got to file together.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah. She's watching Stranger Things, putting our paperwork together, and I'm like, we don't have that much paperwork.
She's going to be so distracted. Every column on the tax return is just going to be 11.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be thinking about Stranger Things.
People, I'm not a monster.
You're not.
When I say this, I mean it. All right? I'm not a monster. I just want the best for our family. That's all I want.
Is that asking too much?
Is that asking too much?
It's really not. Well, Oscar, I think it's going to be fine. What if you discontinue, or can you change the Netflix password?
I have.
And?
You know what? Who called? Big to-do? Big problem? My dad. He got, Oscar. Oh, the TV doesn't take your neck. What que pasó? So I got to drive over there, put it into the TV because they're so old.
Oh, my God.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life. One man's life touches so many. Well,
spend the $12, Pops. You're killing me.
When we come back, Nikki Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
A man who is not having trouble with his spouse. After this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the e and the... negative is going to be if you have a number line. Negative with what you got to do is a number line.
I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Well, if you think that's best.
If you need anything, even help with homework, be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at michaelmarishow.com.
I'm more of an English guy. Acting. Thank you. So, Oscar, no secret, the holidays are here.
Woo!
And you're going to see people and friends and family that you only see this time of year,
yes.
Right? And you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, when I see them for the first time in 12 months, do I look my best? Well, you can look your best thanks to Hims.
Oh, man, I love Hims.
A new wellness brand just for men. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness, and it's just for men.
Oh, man, do I need that.
Thanks to science, Oscar, baldness is optional.
Well, look, my hair is thinning.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Who wants fat hair?
I thought I was taking a certain medication at a certain point, and I was like, is that medication making my hair come? And it was. I had to stop taking it. I need Hims now in my life so I can stop that nonsense.
You don't have to lose your hair. Keep your hair in spite of your genetics. Hims has FDA-approved well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions.
Please.
To help you keep your hair. These are not herbal supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room and no awkward doctor's visits. You can save hours just by going to 4hims.com. Just answer a few quick questions. The doctor will review your case and prescribe exactly what you need, and even better, deliver it directly to your door. How great is that?
Love it.
Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5. Do it today while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. A trial month for just $5. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. 4hims.com/TMOS. And now, it seems like there's a football game every day, and there is one tonight. And to get the lowdown on what's going on, we go to him now, the prognosticator of Pahrump, Mr. Nikki Diamond. Nick, how are you?
I am well. I'm on 4hims.com. You got a little sexual problems there, fellas?
Okay. Oh, man. You know what? The best part of 4hims, Nikki, is that you get the products, but they don't look like they're medication. It looks like you're some high-line, high-styled well-made, well-done human being, you're like, I just take care of myself.
That's it. It's like vitamins. Right? It's just vitamins.
Just vitamins. That's all it is. Taking care of my hair and my libido.
What do you have to tell yourself, Bermuda boy?
Oh, yeah, well, that's why I roll.
So it is. We were talking about it. The holidays are here, and I'm curious, how is your Thanksgiving looking this year, Nick?
Well, I'm hoping to go over to Mom's Diner, but it's not sure exactly if they're going to be having their normal Thanksgiving celebration. I might have to go over to the Symphony Restaurant. A little too classy for my taste, to be honest, but you can do what you got to do, Spurlock.
It's called the Symphony?
Yes, it's a wonderful restaurant in Prompt Winery, the Symphony Restaurant. I highly recommend it. If you're taking a lady out, perhaps.
What's the problem with Mom's?
They haven't released their Thanksgiving menu. I'm concerned. Maybe last year might have a too much of the wine, but whatever.
All right, Nikki, just briefly, there's a lot going on in the NFL. Before we get to your picks, overall this season, how would you rate your general intuition as far as
his performance,
how you've seen the NFL or past the first half of the season work out for you on your end, gambling wise?
Well, I got to be honest. The beginning of the year, I was in a bit of a fog. I wasn't seeing things right, but just the last month or so, it's crystal clear. I am locked in with laser focus. I am on a hot streak now, and now is the time to hop on board because this train has left the station, and it ain't stopping until we get to the vault of bank, baby.
So this week's picks, they're guaranteed?
Yeah, well, most likely.
Hey, I did have another question. You know, with the holidays coming up, I guess a lot of the youngsters are leaving the group home that you live in.
Yeah, let's hope so. I don't feel like these guys have much of a family that loves them by the way they act around me, but we'll see.
Because, you know,
hopefully
Mike,
I'll get a little peace and quiet.
Mike is not here today because he's having some internet connectivity issues. Do you have good internet at your group house?
Only the best. Cricket Wireless. Very good.
Cricket Wireless.
Cricket Wireless. That's great.
That is amazing.
Do you spend a lot of time? Do you spend a lot of time on the net, Nikki?
I'm out doing things. I'm living my life there, Spurlock. What are you talking about?
Okay, I just want to know some of your favorite websites and or categories.
Adrian is here before we get to your week 11 picks. Adrian.
What's up, Nikki?
Hey, I want to thank you for taking care of me with the cash down there in New Orleans. And,
what?
Yeah. I would like to, I know you manage Mike, and I was wondering if maybe I could get your services.
For a retainer fee, yeah, definitely, Nikki.
Okay, well, let's do a quick interview. What do you bring to the table?
I bring energy, I bring charisma, I bring personality, and I like to keep things on the down low, if you know what I mean, Nikki.
I'm sold. You're hired. Okay, get in touch with Jim Amato, my producer, and we're going to get this thing off the ground. The Nikki Diamond Show 2018, more broadcasting.
Wow, Team Diamond is looking good with both Jim Amato and Adrian Garcia. You're unstoppable.
I need an intern, Spurlock. You mind being my intern?
I'd be delighted to do that. Can I get paid in credit?
Dream team, baby. Hashtag dream team.
What are your picks, Nikki?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, well, let's get into the Diamond pick of the week. The Giants are just completely imploding. They have no defense, no offense. They've given up. And I think the Chiefs coming off a bye, they go into New York. Tyreek Hill, the Giants can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop kick returns, punt returns. This guy does it all. He's going to have a huge game. He'll have at least 100 yards, maybe two touchdowns. Tyreek Hill, Diamond pick of the week. It's a crystal clear diamond, baby. And now the Merle, the sure thing, no doubt about it. That marriage is wide open, if you know what I'm saying. Look for the Eagles also coming off a bye. They're going to Dallas. Dallas, they got no left tackle, no Ezekiel Elliott. They are done. They're going to put a woman on the Big D. Yes, that Big D, bro. You know what I'm talking about. It's a sure thing. It's the Eagles giving four. Woo! And your dream team.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Goodbye. Ciao, ciao. What did he say?
Forhims.com. I think the thing that surprises me is that that guy is worried about peace and quiet over the holidays.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, Nikki's the best. Well done. Yeah, the Merle is a sure thing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, an ugly situation at an intermediate school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. I think my talent hosting days, my talent show hosting days, may be behind me. We'll discuss it when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
I don't recognize the voice. Is this Merle?
No.
Were you at the show in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to a few hundred. Are you Lena Gilmore?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
That's great, because the Mike O'Mara Show Live will be in your hometown of Las Vegas next year. But until then, you can keep in touch with TMOS by calling on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE.
What's so great is he preserves how creepy that is.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Thank you, Ben McDaniel, for that promo. Ah, does your sweet tooth need a fix, Oscar?
Oh, of course.
Maybe you're looking for some healthy desserts to put in your lunches. Let me tell you about an amazing snack that we found called That's It. And I'll tell you the God's honest truth. Listen to me, Eddie. We keep these in the office, and they don't last.
Oh, they don't?
Because they are fantastic. That's It started with fruit bars, great, veggie bars, even better, and now, get ready, chocolate bites, amazing fruit dipped in dark chocolate. Each pack is around 150 calories and has no preservatives. They're gluten-free, non-GMO, low-fat, no soy, vegan, and paleo-friendly. Every age, every diet, every lifestyle can enjoy That's It. And that's the word, enjoy, because they taste fantastic. Perfect for an easy, portable lunchtime extra at work or at school. And it's an indulgent treat for yourself. And it gives you 2 full servings of fruit each and every time you eat it. Probably not getting enough fruit in your diet. This is a great way to do it. And you can find them at CVS. However, That's It is offering our listeners this amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and save 10% off your order. Do what we all did. Try these new dark chocolate bites that you will love. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and get 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's it.
Boom, bam.
Good stuff. Okay, so I didn't even mention it because we had such a busy week with New Orleans. The intermediate school talent show was last week, and I hosted it. And because, without getting grim, I didn't go to any rehearsals leading up, save the final one, because I was dealing with stuff with my stepdad.
Also, you don't have kids that are in that intermediate school anymore.
That's true, but my wife does work there, so I'm connected.
But
I'm
she's got the job already.
She does have
the job.
They're
not going to fire her without because her husband didn't do the talent show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're going to be fired after found out what happened after the talent show.
Oh.
There was an ugly, ugly moment.
Adrian.
So, yes.
Let's avoid another ugly moment and you give me another Red Bull, please.
Let's do it.
The ugliest of ugly moments.
Yes. Mac, you switch off.
So we went into, we're going to plan B. Everybody, it's like on the Tonight Show. Everybody moves down
it's
one
amazing.
Seat on the couch. So I host the talent show and the kids are fantastic. Christy, who directs the talent show. No, Christy Tallamy. Christy, who directs the talent show.
Oh, the
yes, from the Supper Club.
Shechi.
And with me as host, we're kind of a machine. We know what we're doing. Yeah. The kids are great. There was a couple kids that played the piano like they were mad at the piano. I like that. I like to see them really go at it. And one of the closing acts, or the closing act, it's a surprise deal. It's the teacher act, where it's not in the program, and teachers come out and do a little something, right? And 3 of the music teachers.
What do the teachers do?
Well, they're music teachers.
Donkey show?
Yeah, but they have to show.
What the hell is the matter with you?
I don't know.
It's not a donkey show.
That wasn't even appropriate.
Yeah. and no donkey show right after last year.
Pretty funny.
the ping pong ball went 15 feet.
When I was younger, we'd have talent shows.
Right.
The teachers never did anything except for come out and say thank you.
But this is sort of a surprise for the kids because it puts the teachers in a different context.
What do they come out together?
Yes, 2 teachers played saxophone, 1 teacher drummed, and then 2 advanced
all
students.
At the same time?
Yeah, it was
okay,
an act.
But as an individual.
No, they came out as an act and they played Sweet Caroline and the crowd sang. It was actually pretty cool.
Aww.
And so when
it's like Lean On Me.
Yeah, a little bit.
They can barely read.
With that Mike not here, with yeah. Mike not here, I shall try to pick up the slack.
Yes.
So afterwards, it was a very cool moment because not only does it allow these 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to see their teachers doing something they never see them do, but also the crowd was, it was a good crowd. The auditorium was mostly full, and they're all singing Sweet Caroline. So it's noisy and it's
Sweet
fun.
Sweet Caroline.
So it was pretty cool.
Are you
cool.
singing too?
I had to start them.
Ah.
From off stage.
This guy.
Hey, it's called showbiz.
Oh, come showbiz. It's called wasting your time.
The total time investment was like maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, but it, the past, it's been 8 because you have to go to rehearsals and you have to go do all this nonsense. Yeah,
okay. And the football stuff.
Yes.
Well, the football stuff is awesome. I placed out of it. By the way, because of the talent show, missed calling a playoff game.
Yeah, Mike just called, by the way.
And?
He's not connecting yet.
Okay. So, in any case, I go up to the teachers and it's... Bryce, I forget his last name, Miss Manley, and then this new guy that mm-hmm. looks like the principal. And I do a little shtick with all of them, and I say, finally, I want to say thank you to you guys in the music department, because I think a lot of times in this modern day of education, music is overlooked. I think it's very important that the kids are exposed
to
music.
Spiel?
Yeah, and I mean it. I like the fact that they learn music. And I say, thank you, guys. And we finish up the show, we hand out some prizes, and we're leaving the stage, and it feels fantastic. We did good, we're done, and it's great. Come down, and then coming towards me with purpose is another teacher. I will not name her, but I will say I've had trouble with her in the past. She was the homeroom teacher to both my kids, not a very good homeroom teacher. And she is a sort of, I feel, as far as helping the kids to progress musically, she drags her feet. I don't think she's a great academic musical influence, but hey, that's not my point.
Why do you think that?
Because of the
you can't just say that and then be like, oh, yeah. And walk away. That's coward.
No, it's not. I will say this.
Say
she does not
name names.
She does not encourage them. When she ran the talent show, it was not run in a way that I thought was effective to helping the kids learn anything about performance or bettering themselves or making them. And it is slightly a bit about giving them the confidence and feeling good about themselves to get on stage to do it. She never brought that to the table. So over the last 3 years, we have systematically removed her from the process.
Got it.
So,
what is she tenured?
She's been there a while.
Forever.
Yes. So,
how much do you think a teacher gets paid?
I'm not good with money, but I'm going to guess like $2.5 million a year.
Yeah, right.
No,
do you ever put that context into a frame where like they're doing
I know exactly
like the Lord's job where they're trying to educate.
But if you don't have the wherewithal or the drive or determination to do it beyond the money, you shouldn't be doing it. Because I see too many teachers that are fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, if she's been there forever, she could have been burnt out.
Well, then quit.
Oh my God, no!
But
that's not the way life works.
So we have.
What about going up there, stepping up there, and be like, "Look, lady, I've seen 3 years of your nonsense. I don't know if anybody's ever told you
it's
this.
It's been more than that.
Time to change your ways."
And by the
give
way,
her a pep talk.
I tried. I have tried.
Well, what'd you say to her?
I've tried to be as amenable and work with her, but it's always.
Yeah, but you didn't look. It's not easy to do.
It's not.
But for you to walk in and say this is why we've had friction, right?
Right.
And that's different than this passive aggressive. She's the worst.
Well,
I can't believe she's doing this. Let's work around her.
Let
Let's
me finish the story and then I'll see which side you come down on. Because we had 3 judges that came from surrounding counties. They had nothing to do with the school to make sure that the judging was totally unbiased.
All guys, all girls, mixed panel, gays,
there was a millennial. You nailed it. There was a millennial guy.
Lesbians, let me clear that up.
A musician lady and a performing lady.
Okay.
So there was 2 ladies and 1 gentleman. I will say this. They did take time out of a Friday night and come and judge a contest that they had no connection to. And I was very appreciative because they did a good job. They did a fine, fine job. And I went backstage to thank them. So these are 3 people, first time they've ever been to the school. And I just want to say, hey, you guys were really great. We really appreciate. And then I hear... boom, 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 boom. And this teacher is walking at me with purpose.
Okay, wait. Are you still on stage?
No, we're backstage.
Okay, you just finished. You wrapped up your thank yous and you're out.
And I said, we came off stage and we're happy because we did it. It's done.
You knocked it out.
That's the most pleasing thing of all that it's done. But it went out on a high note and I think we did a good job. Everybody, to the students especially, they had all of them had their best performances on stage from what I hear. I mean,
any standouts?
Great. Yeah, actually, there was
a Yo-Yo Ma.
There was one girl. She was about the height of that can of Red Bull,
uh-huh.
and she sang "Wanted, Dead or Alive."
Oh, the
Bon Jovi song.
Yeah,
people had their phones out for the light. It was great. Awesome. It was fun. So it was a fun night, and I'm thanking the judges. And I say, you know what? This is a big deal to all these kids, and we really appreciate you taking the time.
You're doing the dad thing.
And so the lady comes up and interrupts me while I'm talking to these judges and says, "So, I guess I'm not a part of the music department now." And it's loud enough that it's, you know how a hallway kind of echoes?
Yes.
It's bouncing. It's that loud. And she was so over the top with it that I thought she was joking because I said, no one could really be that upset.
Yes.
And I looked at her and I said, what? She said, well, you certainly took the time to thank Bryce and Miss Manley and this guy. And I said, well, they were on stage with me and I thanked them. And she said, but not a mention for me. Not a single mention for me.
Damn.
And I looked over to Christy, our director, and her eyebrows are on the ceiling.
Yes.
Because no one expected this. This is a curveball no one expected. And I said, I turned to her and I went, because I was so taken, and I said, I just thanked the people that were up there. I never said you weren't part. And then she stomps off.
Yeah.
And then her beaten down husband is right behind her and looks at me and says, you totally blew her off. And then he stomps away. So I'm standing there, jaw agape, with the judges looking at me.
Yes.
And I said what came to mind, and I said, this is what I said to the judges. I had met them 2 hours earlier, total time spent with them, 3 minutes mm-hmm. in my entire life. I said, well, her.
Oh, my God. That's not in your nature.
Well, I mean, I was kind of left there holding myself, and I didn't know what to say.
Her?
Yeah. And then they looked at me, and I said, to be quite honest, I think we hate each other. And then they start chuckling, and then Christy, in order to save it, says, they have a past.
Ah.
And the judges took it rather well.
Yeah.
And I think they realized that it was really sort of untoward and uncalled for because it wasn't me excluding her.
Yes.
It was me thanking the people that actually lifted a finger to do something for the talent show this year.
Is she the director of the music department?
No, she's just another teacher, but she doesn't teach instrumentation. She teaches another facet. I don't want to get more specific.
Why is she so involved?
She was not involved.
Well, why is she supposed to be so involved?
Well, she started the talent show before we took it over 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. See, the plastics took over the talent show and they left. So you know what? This is your own doing.
You think?
You guys tried to outmaneuver a stakeholder in the talent show. That's all it was. And then by the time this came around, she's been stewing for years now.
You think she was harboring ill feeling?
Not involved. And you have this backstory of her not fostering the growth of this youth's talent that's churning out of Leesburg, that you guys are like, we're going to exclude her, exclude her, exclude her. And then you publicly exclude her.
I did not include her. I just didn't include her.
Then this is you.
No, it would have been a humiliation.
C-Wack.
This would have been humiliation if I had said, hey, I want to thank all the teachers that helped on the talent show, and I want to spurn those who are not involved.
Yeah, but you know who doesn't get the credit?
Who?
The person does the S word. Work, the behind the scenes work, filing the paperwork, doing all that work that no one ever cares about, and maybe she's had enough.
Maybe.
You're telling me she does nothing for the talent show whatsoever?
I believe she might have served as a consultant this year.
Okay.
I don't think there was a lot of paperwork being done. I don't think we took a lot of her time.
Yeah, but you said that you weren't there for multiple.
That's true, but
so you don't know the entire scope of her work.
I would know about it if it happened. How it ended is the director turned to me and said, don't try to go and make this good now. Don't try to fix this. I said, nothing could be further
from
my mind.
Like a warning?
No. Like, I'm going to go and, like, apologize. And I said,
oh, no.
And I said, I don't apologize when I did nothing wrong.
The best thing that happened out of this altercation would be the fact that you don't have to go and do that anymore.
Well, we were on the bubble as to whether or not we're going to do another one, but the bubble has popped. Sorry, Smarts Mill. No more me.
Later.
Thank goodness.
Raider jerks.
Yes.
Kick rocks.
You did your best. Who was on the bubble? We. Who's we?
Me and Christy.
Is she quitting too? Probably not.
No, she will. She won't do it without me.
I mean, I even money. If you want to put money down, that'd be great. That she does it without you because she's got kids. that are still in the system.
No, she doesn't have anyone at Smarts next year. No, and Cooper won't be there for 5 years. I might come back in 5 years, older and wiser. And I'm sure that teacher will be dead by then.
This I love you because you're the best father I know, right? And you, this including my father. I just this weird thing that you and Carrie have against these teachers that aren't doing their job perfectly. For some reason, rubs me the wrong way.
But you ought to have to understand, I have certainly, don't you have people that you deal with in a professional basis that are not pulling their weight? Or, wait a second, I don't even want to ask this question because it might end up being about me. No, but the people that don't do the job exactly the way you think they ought to, but you keep it to yourself. You just deal with it, right?
No, if this is the way I look at it.
Okay.
And look, I've had bad teachers growing up, sure. Right?
But English comes to mind.
But as an adult, I think I process the fact that, A, how much they get paid for the job they're doing.
Okay.
That's squat.
Which is nothing.
Right. And it is the most honorable profession. It truly is.
The S they have to deal with for attitudes from kids all the time, especially this new generation.
Right. Kids that lick pavement.
The world that every one of these little squirts is like the next Michael Phelps, because right. They've been bred to think that, and mm-hmm. They're not, right?
Right.
That's so much to deal with that why the idea that you would want to even get into the teaching profession these days, and mind you, I lived for 4 years with who's essentially a kindergarten teacher, right?
Right.
So I would see her come back and forth when we were in college, and she'd be like, oh, these kids. That was before kids had all this internet to be distracted by,
that's true.
By, right?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
So I empathize with these people. That A, you could get burned out quickly. Mm. B, it's not an easy job. And yes, if they're in the job, they should do the job. But you also, like, I think anyone gets cut slack. I always equate, like, you get what you pay for.
All right. But that being said, the fact remains, she could not have picked a less opportune.
She's wrong.
She was wrong. She should not have yelled at me.
But.
And if, you know what? If she had written me a letter or pulled me aside, it would have been different. It would have been different. Yeah, if she had gotten out a typewriter from 1960 and typed me a letter.
In calligraphy.
If she had gotten a big pen with a feather, a big quill, and written to me. No, what I'm saying is I can't blame her if her feelings were hurt. But in her mind, she processed it that somehow it was malicious.
I get it.
Which it wasn't.
It's all volunteer work at the end of the day.
And she should not have confronted me in front of the judges.
She shouldn't have done that. I think this battle axe clearly is burnt out.
Yeah, well, she has a battle axe. She's the biggest battle axe in the world.
I also think that on your end, it's easy to avoid conflict by working around somebody. But eventually it does blow up in your face.
It does. It does. And, you know,
I love the way that you dropped the F-bomb in the middle of a middle school hallway.
That's
with
the best part.
That is great.
Yeah. Well, I'd already done a lot of bad language on stage. That's how you win the audience over.
But do you see my point when even you talk, if you talk about an art teacher or somebody changing graphics or this and that, and like really, instead of this like passive aggressive, like they're doing the worst job, because your kids hear that as well. And then in turn, they project that on the teacher.
Yeah,
there's probably a better way to.
There probably is a better way, but there's probably no less human way to do it because it's you're working with your gut, and you will understand ultimately. And I don't want to speak like I'm the guy with all the wisdom.
No,
on the
you have kids. I don't.
When you have a kid that is fast becoming a grown up, and Julia has matured so much in the past year, just emotionally, like just to talk to her and the way she's dealing with things. When you see your child being hurt emotionally or have their feelings hurt. You rear back and you want to fix it.
Yeah.
And you don't always think with your head.
Yes.
And that's, you know what? That is on me.
Yeah.
But still.
Look, you're doing a better. I had the opposite happen. I used to get that. I wasn't unfairly railroaded. I was railroaded in high school a few times, right? Mm-hmm. By teachers.
Sure.
And I'd go home and tell my parents. And my dad'd be like, you're the student. They're the teacher. It's their domain.
Yeah, you're right.
Get over it. Was one of the best lessons in the world.
Make it work.
Because I couldn't sit there and be like, and I didn't have this chip on my shoulder the entire semester because I just realized I got to play by their rules.
You have to.
Because it's their world.
We had Julia, one of her teachers in elementary school, I think it was fifth grade. We went through conferences and the whole deal. And finally, I pulled Julia aside. She was very mature at fifth grade. And I said, Julia, it has come to my attention that you and this teacher do not get along. You're just going to have to play by her rules until this year is done.
Yeah, or...
And it's a valuable lesson.
What about just playing by all the rules when you're in the classroom?
Well, yeah, we've never tried to make her be a rule breaker. But the thing is that occasionally a teacher or an authority figure and a kid, their heads are going to bust. They're just going to be.
See, I never had that. I never had that because I guess my parents just never took my side. They just didn't.
I understand.
They said, they're the, like, él es el profesor.
I think that has to do with our age, too. I think that that was
but
more
I'm
common.
I'm going to be that with my kid. My kid comes to me and says, bitching, moaning about some BS. I'll be like, I pay for that private school. You play by the rules.
Now back under the bed.
Show me on the doll where the guy touched you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they have a past. Okay.
As long as it's not underneath the belt line. Okay.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do the Oscarazzi thing. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, A Tale from the Deep with Rob and Joe. One day in New Orleans, a comedian and his girlfriend came upon a fascinating discovery.
We went to the aquarium. It was right next to our place. And they had mermaids. Joe, you ever seen a mermaid?
I've seen Mermelstein.
The beautiful mermaid beckoned, and as they came closer, their eyes locked. The mermaid then exclaimed,
"Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein."
Yes, it was the rare and elusive Mermelstein. They all lived happily ever after. For more stories of the deep, check out the Rob and Joe Show. Live tapings Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern at live.robandjoeshow.com.
I don't know what Jim is smoking.
That was
so great.
I wish that people, you know, today would be a good video day. Look in and just see the face that Oscar and Pony made when that promo started.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that? I tell you what, lots of good stuff from Jim Amato. We appreciate also lots of good stuff on the TMOS bonus show. And the wise men saw a star in the west.
Ooh.
Coast of Florida, and the star was Mike O'Mara. And he said, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great laughter, which shall be to all people that give the gift of the TMOS bonus show. Amen. Be one of the wise men or women that shares the blessed laughter of the bonus show, a gift that all will cherish. Everyone on your list will rejoice when they receive a year of the TMOS bonus show full of gold, frankincense, and mirth. Give the gift of the bonus show right now. It's so easy to give. And we haven't even talked to Pony about this. Easier to give this year than ever before, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just point and click, right?
Yep. Bonus.MikeOMaraShow.com.
If you have a Mike O'Mara fan in your life, give them this gift. They will love it. If you have someone that you think would like the show, this is a great, great gateway podcast. Give them the bonus show, and they'll get access to all of the bonus shows. Check it out. You will find the bonus show wrapped in swaddling clothes and waiting at our website. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. Never has such a marvelous gift been so easy to share. Remember, it gives you access to all of our bonus content, and you will be helping TMOS. The future of our show depends on it. Glory to the bonus show on high and on earth. Peace. Woo! Let there be laughter. Ah, you know what? We never like it when Mike isn't here, but we can sort of make it a little easier knowing that it marks the return of Oscarazzi.
Aye, fellas!
Yay!
We're back, baby.
Back, baby.
And you know who's back on top?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Why do you say?
She might be better to have her on top.
Her perfume line grosses $10 million in one day.
Gross. That's disgusting.
Okay.
We talked about it yesterday. It smells like rocks.
And kidnapping.
Yeah, a Crystal Garden.
The good smell of rocks and kidnapping now comes in a bottle.
It's Crystal Gardenia.
Yes.
Crystal Gardenia Ode and Crystal Gardenia Citrus.
Ah.
Only 300,000 bottles were produced, or expected to completely sell out by today.
Now, does that story say if 300,000 is a big run for perfume? That sounds like quite a bit. I don't know.
Well, I guess you have to look at the root of the business, right?
Right.
The markup for perfumes is like 8,000%.
Yeah, it's mostly just rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, well, and the idea, you're essentially selling the brand, right?
Right.
Overall. I actually had a great conversation with a gentleman that said that they had a brand that they looked to make a perfume.
Yeah.
Or a cologne and use this brand. And they realized the dollars being made to the actual manufacturer of the perfume are so low because most of the marketing dollars come. That's where your budget goes to, right?
Right.
Most of the dollars go to your marketing budget.
Because people have to know about it. Yes. It has to have a splash.
But think about,
so to speak.
Think about this equation. I bring that up to say Kim Kardashian is her own marketing machine.
Right.
If you don't have to spend those marketing dollars promote the perfume.
It's built in.
Your net, essentially how much money you're making, is exponentially higher. So you only have to make a certain amount of bottles for risk-wise in order to make the most money possible.
It goes back, I think the first real celebrity perfume was maybe Liz Taylor Diamonds, right?
White Diamonds.
And it was built in because Liz Taylor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is different.
But this is like that times 50.
Because she just goes on her Instagram or her Snapchat and says, this is my new bottle. Mm-hmm. She's got millions of followers on Twitter.
And the talk show hosts are fighting over
it. So you don't have to promote it on the same scale and level dollar-wise because she's got her own channel.
Well, that's why I bought two bottles.
But, I mean, it's pretty genius. And 10 million in one day. Say 2 days it sells out, right? That's 20 million. That's 20 million. She might have spent a million, if that, making it.
And then she's got the stories that will follow up. You can't get it anywhere. And they said, oh, guess what? We got 100,000 more bottles.
Pretty crazy. Absolutely crazy.
We have 100,000 more bottles.
I know you're a big fan of Glenn Frey.
Yes, from the Eagles.
Yes. Rest in peace. Dollars these days, when you figure out who their money or estate is left to.
Yeah.
It always fascinates me for some reason.
Well, no, it is. It makes sense because we have to live in their world. These are people that actually have money.
The most intriguing so far has been, was it Dick Clark's wife?
Yeah, I believe
where she kept the body.
No, that was Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem. All the same people. Jesus Christ, in my eyes. Casey Kasem.
If you could, put me in a refrigerator.
And don't give my kids anything unless they bring me a dead dog's home.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep digging a hole.
Where's Don?
Don!
And where are the goddamn pictures I'm supposed to see?
Okay, I'm sorry, Kasem Dick Clark. No, Casey Kasem.
Right.
That was the most intriguing because his wife was the executor of his estate.
And she was the Tortellis.
Yeah.
She was on Cheers, remember?
Yeah, but she just also didn't, it was a big deal because the family's like, he didn't know anything. Like, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey apparently did because he left his wife everything, but she's only the executor of $100,000 in assets, which involves jewelry, etc.
That's like almost nothing.
Because there was a estate plan put in place before he passed, which took care of the rest of the family before his passing.
This doesn't shock me. This does not shock me, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the Eagles as an organization, although they made a lot of great music, were always miles ahead financially than other bands. They were the first band that were able to figure out a way to sell a $100 concert ticket, and they marketed themselves. I believe they retired as a band 6 times, and so they really know how to do it. So if you have that kind of wherewithal to plan your music career, mm-hmm. he's obviously going to be that on top of it in his real life as well.
I'm pretty shocked by that because usually you hear the latter where or the former where things essentially are going wrong and families fight over the dollars, right?
So you thought the money would go to the small fries.
This was intriguing, yet kind of blew my mind because you think by now people should know, especially even when you go through, and this involves the UCLA players that finally got home from China after the shoplifting incident at mm-hmm. Louis Vuitton.
that sentence sounds like a Mad Lib.
Yes. I've been to China and Beijing where they were.
Ni hao.
At the Ni hao. Just going through customs is intimidating enough.
Yeah.
Like it really is. It's not. You think that Dulles Airport immigration is tough? No.
Jesus, I hated TSA in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, the TSA.
Don't touch my sandwich.
In China is intimidating.
I bet.
So to shoplift there is just dumbassery at its best.
Yeah.
Right? So Donald Trump essentially is taking credit for helping get these UCLA players home. And
what a great man.
The best.
And one of, we're talking about players, is LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley, right?
Right.
And they're not, they're suspended indefinitely from the UCLA basketball team. So that whole squad is imploded.
Right.
More importantly, why would you need a president of a country to get involved to get them out? They already had this billionaire that was helping them out from China. Is it that hard to get? They're essentially facing 9 years in jail.
I would think that this looks like a winning situation, and sometimes winners like to attach themselves to winning situations.
I have to give him credit. He essentially brought it up while he was there, right?
Yeah, it's like throwing a Dixie cup of water at a fire that's already out and saying, I helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not blaming the president. I'm sitting here and be like, why? I guess I can't wrap my mind around going to China and shoplifting.
That's dumb.
Right?
That is dumb.
Like, it's dumb here in the States.
Because after you do it, 2 hours later, you're going to want to shoplift again.
Chinese food joke.
It is.
You jerk.
No MSG.
All right, thank you. The last one, and this is actually sad news. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
Little Peep, for those of you who didn't know, it's one of these rappers. He's 21.
He's a YouTube star.
He overdosed, which isn't funny.
It's not.
But the caption on his last Instagram post was F it, but he spelled the word F, but he spelled it wrong.
It ended UCC, did
yeah,
it not?
UCC. And it's a picture of him taking like two Xanax.
Yeah.
It's sad that he passed, 21. Like, again, he sounds like Fred Durst. I played a few of his YouTube tracks.
More like Fred Wurst.
But for some reason, I can't get over, again, the fact that you would say goodbye and spell the word wrong, even if you did it on purpose.
It's so embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, if you're going to kill yourself, folks, please, spell check.
Yes, thank you.
It's the least you can do.
That is Oscar Rossi for today.
Thank you, O. When we come back, I've got tiny little sounds that I actually stole from a sound shop in China. So when we come back, we will do the audio vault. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fantastic. Yay. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Amazon.com with a salute to our Amazon shopper of the day, Peach Zabios.
Woo!
Who went and bought
stilts.
Bed stilts.
Show title.
Fantastic bed stilts that saved the life of many, many dogs. So we would like to salute her. You know how important Amazon is to the show. It is the engine that drives us, and it's so easy. You can access it through our app.
Everything.
You can access it through our website.
Do it. Do it right. Go through the website or the app, and make sure you click through the banner.
Amazon sells everything. You know what? Before you go out to a Target or a Walmart and fight the crowds to buy Christmas lights that invariably are going to be burned out from last year, and you got to go deal with all the crowds and all the nonsense, don't do it. Go to Amazon, click twice. They'll have it to you the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you need for Christmas is right there waiting for you at Amazon. Remember, shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. So do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it, and we do appreciate it. And Pony, here comes a post-production opening of the audio vault.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you. Today is Thursday, November 16th, 2017. And let's start with this. Deadpool 2 is starting to become a thing. They're starting to trickle out some of the merchandising and the advertising. And they did a great parody thing yesterday where it's Deadpool as painter Bob Ross. And he's in the Deadpool outfit, but he's got on a white shirt, jeans, and a Bob Ross wig. And he's actually painting.
Oh.
I think it is actually Deadpool doing the painting. He does a great job. Here's a highlight from this teaser trailer. Got the same graphics and everything.
Hello there. Welcome back. I'm glad you could join me today. We're going to get a little dab of our yellow snow here. We're going to mix that with just another little dab of our Betty White.
That's
now, let's just dance in a happy little sky. Now remember, this is your world. You get to make and break the rules here. Wish I could jump in there and roll around and all that cascading white powder.
It's snow.
Let's get high in all of life's splendor. God, I love cocaine so much. Okay, let's paint in a few little happy trees there. Nothing wrong with making friends with trees. And what you don't want to do is eat these paints. Trust me on this. And remember, hugs, not drugs.
Don't eat the paint. So if that's their first marketing move, I think it's going to be as great as the last one. So you talked about Kim Kardashian's perfume. I don't see a lot of genuine moments happening on talk shows anymore. They all seem so fabricated. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened here. She was on with Ellen yesterday telling a story and revealed the gender of her child.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so here, this is how that went down.
You know, since baby sister's not here, I think I need all of her toys in my room, and I'll play with them and just make sure they're all okay for baby sister. And I'm like, okay.
She's the toy tester, and you just told us it's a girl.
Oh, yes.
Worst acting ever! Send it back! Send it back!
Send back what, the baby?
The crystals!
Okay. Oh, the perfume. Okay. We actually had a joy of watching this before the show. President Donald Trump drinking a bottle of water. I don't know if you've seen this. This viral video is very easy to find. He was speaking in China, I believe, and pulled a bottle of Fiji water out and drank it almost. I don't know if he was proud, if he was belligerent, if his hand was asleep. Something was wrong. Here is the actual audio of Trump drinking water during his speech.
17,000 jobs. Japanese manufacturers, Toyota and Mazda. announced that they will be opening a new plant in the United States that will create 4,000 jobs. In China, we also announced $250 billion worth in trade investment deals that will create jobs in the United States.
See, it's important to stay hydrated.
I love that.
That's the point.
Also, if you remember the Rubio, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and he gave him so much crap for that.
They did a side-by-side on one of the late-night shows last night where they had Rubio's water take and they had Donald's side-by-side. And I said, I forgot how awkward Rubio's water take was.
Oh, it was horrible because it was low
and
out
it was
of
off
camera. Yes. Yeah. But somehow Trump made it his own. I'd say they're equal.
In fairness to Trump, and I don't think I'd say this, it felt like he was doing a parody of himself.
I don't think he has that chip.
Yeah, I don't think he does, but it was like a really awkward grab of the water and back. And I was like,
because it started where he says, so there's no water. That's okay. Oh, there is water.
It was almost like a bad commercial.
Yeah, it was awful.
And it was Fiji water.
Yes.
Now, you know how we like to make fun of on Letterman? Paul Schaefer used to go, ha,
ha.
Maybe it's something in the water of that theater, because, you know, that's where Colbert's show is now. His band leader will not shut up laughing during the monologue. Turn this man's mic off.
But the sexiest man alive, more like the sexiest man at the Home Depot. And that's if it's like not a Saturday. Okay?
Turn it off!
Oh my God.
Who's his band leader?
He's a guy that plays the melodica. The thing that, not the best facet of his show.
No,
is the
you
band.
Gotta turn that guy's mic
turn
off.
It down. Now, I'll tell you a band that's great is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The drummer's name is?
Oh my God, Flea.
Chad Smith, Flea
Damn
on
it.
Bass. But he actually,
should know that.
He was sitting in with
Jerk the store.
University of Kansas marching band. They had a game against, the Jayhawks game. And listen to him. He's drumming with the marching band and they're doing the song Fire, which is Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Check out a marching band with a real rock and roll drummer. I thought this was really cool.
One, two, three.
I'm sorry, this is the Smarts Mill Talent Show.
So I'm not on the team.
Suddenly I'm not a music teacher.
I'm not in the music department.
But anyway.
Your kids were turds.
That's kind of what you say.
Someday I'll tell you the story of the elementary talent show when the faculty came in after a dinner that involved a lot of wine. It was great. But that's another story for another time. Anyway, I like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Love hearing that. And let's close with this. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. If you know me, you know I love Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
I've seen him in concert. True. Because he opened for Fall Out Boy. Very loud.
Little Luca in Florida now.
Yeah.
When he was, I would say, 6, because that song's a couple of 3 years old, 3, 4 years old. He's like, Oscar, do you know the Black and Yellow song? Because all he would listen to is like the Hot 99.5 or whatever Pittsburgh town he was in.
T.O. Oscar, you want to spark up with me?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Wiz Khalifa, do you know what lean is?
Yes.
Lean is cough syrup and soda.
Okay? Yes.
And a lot of the young kids are into it for getting a cheap high.
And then you work out.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa went on Instagram to say that lean is lame.
You don't really get somebody who speaks for the other side. So I'm going to just go ahead and speak for the other side.
Right.
Lean is lame.
Right.
Now for the lean sippers, don't get in your feelings.
Now that would be a very valid PSA, except for the fact that on the Instagram post, and I kid you not, he was smoking a huge joint.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So lean is lame, but if you want to smoke weed, that's fine. That's your magic audio button. And hey,
spark up, don't lean.
No post-production audio vault closure needed, just an open.
Oh, the best opening ever.
Yeah, it was very, very good. Hey, that's it, people.
Mike, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please send fiber. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to me, Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. A very important address to know, what with the holiday. Is coming up. Thank you again for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Oscar.
Ciao, ciao.
See ya.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.